outdoor concert can be one of summer's great pleasures, and for some, nothing tops a big, flashy rock show. That's Queen. Few bands sound like that anymore, but as NPR's Vince Pearson reports, there's one that comes close.
Don't want to live as an untold story. Rather go out in a blaze of glory.
Meet Luke Spiller, the 27-year-old singer and co-founder of The Struts.
We pride ourselves on our look as well as our songs.
In recent months, they've become a staple on rock radio, and they're selling out concerts.
If you were to come to a show, it would be very high octane, lots of glitter, 4 to 5 outfit changes, backed up by some fantastic rock and roll.
With a look and sound that evokes 70s arena rock, the Struts may seem a little campy, but Spiller says he wants to make rock fun again.
Every band seems to be like so self-conscious, and I think people are beyond that now. I think people want to kind of let themselves go. They want to be dazzled. They want songs that they can actually sing along to.
Luke Spiller grew up in England in the 1990s at a time when American hip-hop was sweeping the UK. Even then, Spiller was more drawn to the music of the past. Think 70s acts like David Bowie and Queen.
I guess sort of like the feminine, androgynous quality to it. I was just hooked immediately. I'd found my place.
Thomas says stay home, get away from me, saying I was back for you.
And so this son of a gospel musician started wearing makeup to school and joined a band.
I remember playing my first gig and I cut the front panel of this jumper, so I still had like the elasticated collar around my neck, and then I'd made the sleeves into kind of like wizard sleeves, and I'd put a huge letter on the back and I'd painted silver flames up it.
But not everyone got the vision. When the Struts were signed, there was a lot of pushback from the label. He wanted Luke to tone it down a little, lose the makeup, and cut his hair. The band was floundering. Then a real 70s act intervened.
We suddenly got this phone call. We were told that we were going to support the Stones.
Yes, they'd been tapped to open up for the Rolling Stones, and Luke came prepared. He commissioned a special outfit from the designer who dressed the late Freddie Mercury of Queen.
And together we made this fantastic blue overall sort of like cape thing. So I definitely dress for the occasion.
Luke says that is what people are craving.
Fun, good times, and just some good old-fashioned rock and roll.
So now, whatever I wear, it's gotta have flair, so your people can stare, and I'll catch your eye, when I will come by, nobody will stop me.
Vince Pearson, NPR News.